think this season has shown us that. Look, it mirrors last year in some shape or form until you actually delve a little bit deeper and have a look at the analysis of it. And that is that, we've been even younger again, and we've found a few more, pieces of the puzzle that are going to help us going forward. So, over the last second half of the year, we've lost five games by less than two goals, so that made it six for the year. We get to positions where we could take advantage of it, and we're not yet able to transform those into victories. So that's the tail of the tape for us. It's really disappointing to have today's result, but really across the season, it was much of the same.
Today was last week.
Sorry?
Did you feel like they maybe ran their race last week?
It looked like that a little bit. That's the only, the first half we laid 16 tackles, and that's not us. It's not the way we play. 43, I think, in the second half, which is closer to what we expect. But, if you do that for the whole game, it looks pretty different. But, we set ourselves to play well. It was the youngest side we'd put out there. When you put twos in a sub and you have a look at our starting 21, I think we had 40 games of experience across, on average across our 21. So it's a young side. Essendon were young as well, but I think we were younger. So we're looking at our future. We're looking at, can Maynard stand up? We know he can. Can Schoenberg show a little bit? And we've seen that he can stand up. He's still got development to go. Darcy Moore, plays his 10th game, I think, and stands up and does really well. Geordie DeGoey. But I think these young boys are also learning that you can't have an effort one week. You need to back that up, and that comes with a little bit of seasons under the belt, and we're looking forward. I think in the end, 15 was always a step towards where we wanted to get to. It was always going to be. How big a step that was going to be our challenge. We could have taken a bigger step, there's no doubt, but I think we've learned about the players who can and who can't. We've learned about our capacity and the fact that we've competed against the best sides, but we just haven't been able to get over the top of them. I think where we settle in the ladder for season 2015 will be an accurate reflection. And it's a pretty competitive environment. You think on any given day you need to be at your best to win them, and we've shown that our best is good enough to win them, and we need to be able to produce it consistently, and that's going to be the challenge through the next couple of seasons.
One of the areas you would really like to see the depth
and pressing? We've been a really good contested ball side. I think from an aggregate perspective, I think if we're not number one, we're in the top couple. Our pressure on the opposition when we play the way that we can is elite. I think our biggest improvement areas is in the is in looking after the ball and making it harder for the opposition to possess it against us. So it's a little bit more of that shape element. Our grunt is really good, building that shape element and the understanding of connecting well in offence and connecting well in defence is what we've done well in patches. But I think where the game's going to go, especially with the rotations, is going to be our biggest challenge to be able to look after the game. And get a sense of the feel for the game. And that's probably what we've seen in the last halves of last quarters when we just haven't been able to get over the line.
Jamie, did you run in midfield today?
We played a lot of players in different positions today to have a look. And, so Jamie up on the wing was good. Trav Varko played forward and back. Reedy played forward and back. Adam Oxley played wing and back. Having a look at Marsh, Schoenberg, Maynard, Oxley in that same back six. I mean, throwing a real challenge to them. in the end, asking Moore and White to ruck for that last 40 minutes. Broads was sore in the back, and we were looking for a run. So that's asking a little bit different. But I personally have got great faith in our players. I think that they've turned themselves inside out and they've given great effort. And that's been the basis of our season. We just need to add that finish to be able to win more games, qualify higher.
Been linked to a couple of young midfielders, Joe Orr and Aish as well. How aggressive do you expect the club to be in trying to get the best players into the club?
Yeah, the large part of our improvement is going to come from within the playing list. We've invested heavily in youth over the last two or three drafts. But what the last 12 months has given us is a greater understanding of our depth in certain areas and maybe some areas that we need to be stronger. So we'll keep chasing players that we think are going to make us better in the long term and fit the profile that we're looking at, which is to be competitive over the next, from next year for the next five, six. And most of our recruiting drives will be around that. Only the fact that they haven't signed yet, but all the indications are really strong that that they're keen to remain at the club. It's just a matter of coming to the right number.
How's
that going? Barmy's sitting behind you, can ask him, mate.
We are genuinely very positive.
What's your parting message to the players about the season and coming back?
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. The short term always seems to cloud the long term, or the last step clouds the bigger picture. The message would be to our supporters as much as to our players is that we're on the right path. We've got the right characters, guys, players that are made of the right stuff. We're growing and learning and evolving as an organisation, and we're in much better shape than we were 12 months ago, 24 months ago. Results like today just highlight how on you need to be all of the time. You can't afford to give any opposition that breathing space that when we're playing our best, we just don't give. We'll take a lot from it. The ones that we've fallen short on show us how important it is to keep foot on throat when we get in the right positions. And I think our wins show us that when we're capable of doing it, how good our best footy can be. We've just, like the best sides do, we've just got to produce it more consistently.
How pleased are you that this will be the last game to play with the Vests? And how do you reckon that 90 rotation will change things?
I think it'll have a significant impact, there's no doubt. It'll have a significant impact on the way, the personnel that you choose. It'll have a significant impact on strategy for how the game is played. We knew that a number was coming, that it was likely to come down. The initial reasons were fairness, congestion and injury. I'm not altogether sure whether we're achieving those aims by bringing the number down, but that's the rules that we'll play by. So we'll spend a large part of our off-season making sure that, we've already headed towards it with the way that we prepare our players, expecting a drop-off, but strategically and tactically we'll have a look at what we can take advantage of and how we're going to attack it in that first part of the year. Yeah, so we'll have a few boys, as most will, that'll go in and get some clean-ups at the end of the year. I mean, Swanee's season's been pretty strong. He just keeps backing up. So he'll have a really strong finish in our BNF. And we've had a couple of other boys, Ben Sinclair and Marley Williams, who missed today, that'll be fine. Over the off-season, we don't expect to have that many that'll have injury-interrupted pre-seasons and preps. Well, good. Cheers. Thanks, guys.